Take your kids to work day can be every day at The Workaround. Good thing, bad thing, I don't know. The Workaround is a co-working office space for parents that offers childcare while you work. Founder and CEO Amanda Monday is here to tell us more about this kid-friendly work environment. Hello there.
Hello.
Thanks. I love this idea. I wish I had had this idea when Abby is a baby. Why did you start The Workaround, aside from the fact that it makes perfect sense?
I'm brilliant is the first reason.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. There's your answer.
I have two children, so my kids are 4 and 2 years old.
Yes.
And I've worked in tech for 15 years. And so with both maternity leaves, I negotiated a reduced salary and chose to work from home one
day. Did you get something in return for that reduced salary?
I got to be home with my kids all day and not get any work done is what I did. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be a genius idea to work from home one day a week or take a reduced salary and be off one day a week. But I wasn't really off because I was with my kids and also still working from home. And when I was able to get out, I live on the Danforth. And so when I was able to get out and do some work, it was really hard. It's really hard to get work done out of coffee shops. It's hard. You can't leave your laptop and go to the washroom. If I'm at home, my kids are climbing all over me. So you know what I said? We need a co-working space and we need a place we can bring our kids.
So how does this work? How old does your kid have to be? How long can they be there? Can they could be like there for like 36 hours straight, which would be lovely.
Yeah.
How much does it cost? Give me the four whys.
So we took over an old bank and there's a vault. So if the kids are bad, we lock them
in
the vault.
Yeah. Perfect.
So that's step one. So because it's a parent-friendly space, the number one thing is flexibility. So we provide on-demand childcare hourly. It means that parents can book for free and we charge them when they leave. So if they're there for an hour and a half, our childcare is $10 an hour. It means we charge them $15 for being at our space. You can buy a half-day pass, a full-day pass, or a monthly unlimited membership. Childcare is available 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a real innovation because it's very hard to get childcare on the weekends.
Almost impossible to find part-time flexible childcare in Toronto, especially in the East End. So in the East End of Toronto, the Center for Policy Alternatives labeled the East End of Toronto childcare desert. Mm. There's only enough spaces for 28% of families.
Wow.
And that's licensed childcare spaces. If you need part-time care, if you need occasional childcare, emergency care, let's say the subways goes down, snow days, your nanny gets called for jury duty, which is what happened to a dad last week.
Right.
There's no option for you.
How do you staff that on the childcare front?
So I'm lucky. We have registered early childhood educators who work for us. And as long as our members book in advance, up to 24 hours in advance, they let us know that they're coming. Then we know that they're coming to our space and our staff show up accordingly.
Can accommodate. Because one of the things in a traditional childcare environment is the ratio.
Yep.
And it's so hard to get a spot because of the ratio. So how do you deal with the risk that suddenly there's going to be an influx of people that book and you can't clone your ECEs? Yep. Or maybe you can. Can you?
Not yet, but once I figure that out, that's the AI technology I don't yet have figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few things. I'm a strong proponent for affordable childcare in the city because childcare for a full-time space in a center is $2,100 a month.
Wow.
That's more than university for an infant if you're going over a month. So anybody who's making a middle-income wage can't afford childcare. So it's important to me that childcare at The Workaround be $10 an hour. I also believe that ECE should be paid a fair wage. So I pay our educators $20 an hour. So if you're doing the math, you say you're losing money. However, as long as I have two children in the space, I'm able to pay for our educators. And then for if we have four children in the space, I call in two educators. So depending on how many kids are here, we have on-call staff who can come in.
You said 7 days a week. What hours?
We're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, so a work day. So for those who have a traditional job and need to be in a meeting at 8 a.m., this isn't for them. This is for the people who actually want to go to the space and work while their kid's nearby, and they may pop by and have a cuddle with them in between conference calls.
Most of the people who use our space are entrepreneurs. They're freelancers. So they're accountants, they're lawyers, they're photographers. We've got some graphic designers, remote workers. We're also seeing more employees that work for large corporations who have flex days or work from home days. But if they're a parent like me and they don't get any work from home done, then they come to my space during the day. So it means, you know, if they need to be online for that 9 a.m. meeting, they can come in. We'll get them online Wi-Fi, great coffee, snacks right away. And their kids go into a high quality play-based learning program.
So what about for the workers? So it's great for the kids. They get great care. What about for the workers? What would you say about the co-working environment that is better than working in your jammies on your couch?
Well, working with other human beings in general, I think, is motivating, right? Especially when you're an entrepreneur. One of the hardest things, even I've experienced this, is owning a business. It's so isolating, right? The troughs of highs and lows are severe. And so being able to work around other entrepreneurs who are in the same life stage as you, their parents, they have young kids, they're trying to make it all work, their schedules are hectic, you're in the same place at the same time. One of the things that's really interesting to me that I learned about the workaround, I've only opened 2 months ago, the top seller is a half-day pass. So we have half days, full days, or monthly unlimited. And I thought, that's so interesting. People are only buying these 4-hour passes. But when I talk to parents about the workday and say, why are you only coming in for 4 hours? They're still getting all of the work done, but they're doing it in less time.
Right.
Which says to me, parents are hyper efficient when it comes to
work. Yeah.
Because we have to be.
Yeah.
Right? We have to be uber efficient in what we do. So it means that the people who are in my space are getting the same amount of work done as somebody who's in a different co-working space, maybe downtown, maybe for the awesome startup, but in less time.
Do you think, so if I were to walk into the room, would I see less chatting than I might in another co-work thing? Less foosball?
Yes.
Less look what we saw on Twitter?
Less beer, pong sort of activities, less Facebook scrolling and Instagram chatter. It's really, right. It is a heads down work when they're there because they come in, they know they got to get their work done. And then they got to go into school pickup.
Now, this caught my attention because it's near where I live in the city of Toronto. We're a national show. What have you been seeing out there? How common is it for co-working spaces to, because they're quite common, how common is it for co-working spaces to offer childcare?
So we're pretty rare. There are only 5 licensed center co-working and childcare spaces in North America. And I've talked to all of them. I called them up to ask
them
all.
Hi, it's Amanda.
Tell me how you're making this work.
Right.
And it's rare. There's a lot of co-working and childcare out of people's homes,
But
it doesn't scale the way this business scales. And so our space is 8,000 square feet. It's 2 stories. And it's important to me that we are in a bedroom community in a neighborhood where people live, and that's replicable across the country.
What are the rules for bringing a kid into the workspace? Do they need to stay in the vault the whole time?
We lock them in the vault because there's no air flow there.
I'm only half kidding because I think if I were to go there to work and someone had a colicky baby, don't be bringing that baby. I'm pretending to be a grown-up now. Don't be bringing a crying baby into my space.
So when I was opening, a few people said to me, oh, that's a cute idea. I would never work there. I don't want to work around children. And it's true that, yes, we have children on site. However, the children are in a different space. So
they're not even seen, let alone heard.
They're on a different floor completely.
Oh,
and so it's a play-based full classroom, high-quality play-based learning program in a different area from where the coffee and the working and the beautiful lounges.
What's been the hardest part to crack on the business? Well, I assume you're for-profit.
We are
right?
for-profit.
A lot of the daycares out there are nonprofit, not all, but many are. What have you had to figure out to crack the business model?
Definitely, my initial assumption was that monthly unlimited memberships would be what everybody wanted to buy, right? I figured, oh, they'll just buy this thing. They don't want to think about it. That's how I would approach business as a parent. But most people are buying these day passes, which means predicting revenue is a challenge for us because they're buying these one-off passes.
Right.
And so because I've only been open for 2 months, I don't have that seasonality to predict what's going to happen. But I suspect that given we've been open 2 months and we have 174 members, that we have enough of a membership base and a loyal community that will continue to grow.
It's a strong start. Well, good luck with it, and may your sanity remain. Because being around all those children, I don't even know how I would do that.
Appreciate you coming in. Babies are cute.
They are adorable. Amanda Monday is the founder of The Workaround. It's a co-working space that offers childcare.